USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus packages up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. Its failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. Texas Congressman Philemon Vela says the effects of the pandemic over the next few months could be very tough, and that $600 will just not be enough.
We are going to be going through America's darkest days. More people getting sick, more and more people dying. And if we're fortunate enough to get past that, you know, given the fact that the vaccination programs have just begun, we can at least be hopeful that by the summer we can begin to recover from an economic standpoint. And $600 for most of the people receiving it won't last through January. And so there is no reason to wait.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Despite warnings from health officials, more Americans have passed through the nation's airports this last week than since the beginning of the pandemic. The TSA estimates that more than 7 million people have flown in the last 7 days. AAA estimates that another 81 million Americans will travel by car this weekend. The peak comes as the CDC has been asking Americans for weeks to scale back their holiday plans, especially when it comes to travel. The TSA says they screened nearly 1.2 million passengers on Wednesday, the most since March 16th. Before the pandemic began. And the United States Postal Service will treat all mail-in ballots in the Georgia Senate runoff election as express mail under an agreement between the post office and several civil rights groups. A federal judge signed off on the agreement Thursday that also requires the post office to regularly sweep their facilities for undelivered ballots until the January 5th election. More than 2 million people have already voted in the election that will decide control of the U.S. Senate, with more than 700,000 voting by mail. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The President and the First Lady delivered their annual Christmas message Thursday, specifically thanking medical professionals and scientists for all of their work during the pandemic.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
During this wonderful time of year, we also give thanks for the brave and selfless Americans who keep us safe. We are forever grateful for the men and women of law enforcement and the heroes of the United States military.
In this holy season, we thank God for His infinite love, and we pray that the light of His glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And the Detroit Lions will be without their head coach on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Darrell Bevell won't coach the team due to COVID-19 protocols. Four defensive coaches will also miss the game. The Lions had asked the league to push the game back to Sunday, which would give their coaches enough time to become eligible to rejoin the team. The league, however, declined to move the contest. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.